5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I always said when I had children of my own one day that I would never be as strict as my strict Italian parents because it was too much, right?
Right. I mean, that's the thing is you want to be the opposite in some ways. But when you get older, you realize that, wait a minute.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm the same.
I'm literally, if I not worse, I am such a helicopter mom, and I admit it. And my husband and I have been butting heads a lot lately because my oldest, Hayden, is 12. So she's like on that brink of being a teenager, and she's a responsible, good girl.
Yeah.
But she's been asking to do a lot of things lately where I'm like, no, no, no. And my husband's like,
you reject it immediately.
Yeah. And he's like, you can't keep saying no to this. She's growing up. She has to learn how to do these things on her own. You can't just like baby her for the rest of her life. And I understand that. And I'm dealing with it. Kind of.
Kind of in your brain. You're telling yourself you're dealing with it. You just need a little more time. So that's how another 5 years tacks on.
And as soon as school has ended this year, I feel like in the last few weeks, there's so many things that have come up where I've had to make like real parenting decisions. And I don't know if she's the right age to do them.
Well, that's right. Cool. You just turn the reins over to me. I mean, I've got no responsibility to it whatsoever.
Okay, Raven, here you go. Mm. All my parenting responsibilities off my shoulders. Oh, God, it feels good.
Oh, okay.
Woo!
Oh, I got these. These don't seem that heavy.
This came up earlier this week. Okay. She wanted to go to a friend's pool. The friend lives about a third of a mile away. My husband works from home now because of COVID.
Right.
So he could not get off. And I was at an event that was an hour away. So I was at work. Now, she says, I can just walk. It's a third of a mile, but you have to go on a main road.
Right.
It has a sidewalk.
Okay.
I said no immediately.
Right, immediately rejected it. Right, on principle.
My husband said it was insane and that she
could rejected it, yes. That she could certainly walk there.
A third of a mile, he could pick her up at 8 o'clock that night when she was going to be done at her friend's house.
So it was broad daylight, too, on top of
yes.
it. And it's a main road, like you said. So, I mean, there's other vehicles out there, not just crazy people.
Well,
there's responsible people, too.
But what I immediately assume is that she's going to be kidnapped on the quarter mile on the main road.
No, I get it. I get it. We joke, but I mean, right, these terrible things do happen, and it's scary.
Would you let her have done it?
I think you have to. It's a little bit tricky with him being in a meeting and that he can't get away from because I want to monitor the first couple times that she does this. I want to see the things that she's encountering. So if she's on her phone the entire time, and she has a phone now, right?
Yes.
So if she's on her phone the entire time, then I say yes. Broad daylight, okay.
I made her FaceTime me the entire time.
Yeah.
It worked. It was okay.
And I think that was a good choice, not just for her, but for you too, right?
Yeah, she got asked if she could get dropped off at the mall and hang out with her friends, but with no parents for 2 hours.
Do they let kids go to the mall by themselves right now without parents? Remember, everybody was like starting a fight last year or the year before or whatever?
No, that's not real anymore, Raven.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I remember that happening. I mean, we all went to the mall and hung out, didn't we? Yeah, let her
not
go to the mall.
2021. I said no to that.
What?
I said no.
That's terrible.
I said I would go, and then all of a sudden she didn't want to go anymore.
Right, of course not. What are you going to do? You're going to lurk in the store while she's hanging out with her friends?
No, why can't I be in Bloomingdale's or whatever while she's with her friends and I meet
back? That's exactly what I just said. Okay, lurk in the store while she's hanging with her friends.
She doesn't want a bedtime anymore during the summer when she doesn't have school.
Yes.
You think that's okay?
Yeah, that's okay.
Come on.
She's a responsible kid. She helps you out all the time. I didn't really have a bedtime in the summer once I got past a certain age, too.
Do you have a what's the right age question? Let's see if we can navigate parenting together. You can call 1-800-330-9999. It's next. I feel like as a parent, there's so many times that you ask yourself, what's the right age? What's the right age to let your child do something or have something or go somewhere? And lately, it's been a lot of decisions like that.
Well, your daughter's 12, right? About to be 13 years old. It's that time where a lot of these decisions are getting made. She wants to be more like a grown-up.
All right, let's see if we can navigate parenting together. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the right age question you have?
What's the right age to give your kid a cell phone?
Oh, this is always comes up lately. Yeah. So I always thought that 11, I thought that 11 was the magic kind of number that people agreed on. But I feel like it's been fluctuating greatly lately. And it seems like as time more time goes on, the younger it gets.
Yeah, well, before, and it's funny because 11 came right to mind with me, too. But is that the experts that we've talked to or whatever? And as you said, like people, you know, things evolve, right? So early on, it was they don't need a phone till they're 13 or 16 or whatever, mm-hmm. right? But circumstances being different. You know, you never know. Your kid could certainly use a phone if they're mature enough and know enough and you've got some restrictions on that phone. Like a phone could be a lifesaver, really.
Yeah. I gave Hayden her phone when she was 10. But it's funny because now that like I have Dakota, my little one, my toddler.
Sure.
I could see myself her being like 8 or 9 and asking right. and being like, yeah, all right, you can have one of our old ones. What's the big deal? You right. know?
I mean, especially too, when they have activities and they're going to school and all that.
Yeah.
Like, you just never know when your kid's going to have use for a phone. Yeah. Of course, 90% of the time, it's probably going to be something terrible
mm-hmm.
and stupid.
Yeah.
You know, silly or whatever. But it's that one time, gosh, you really say to yourself, why didn't I give them a phone?
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your right age question?
Hey, so what is the right age to let kids go on dates by themselves?
Oh, by themselves? I don't know. So so this came up recently because a boy and a girl that Hayden, my oldest, are friends with, started quote-unquote going out at school.
Oh, my gosh.
So I asked her what that meant because her being 12, I thought like, well, they're not going out and doing things by themselves, but it was really just talking on the phone.
Sure, sure.
To me, like, that's okay. But to go out and do things? I don't know, Raven, what do you think?
Well, I mean, at 15 or 16, me and my friends were probably going to the movies with our dates, with our girlfriends. But I'm not saying that we were always on our best behavior when we were out hanging out with other people. So as a parent now, my kid's 23. He's got a beard, so I can't really stop him. But if it was my daughter, never.
Okay.
Never an age.
The answer is never.
Never, ever, ever. You stay home here with your parents.
Okay. All right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your right age question?
What's the right age to watch an R-rated movie?
Oh, well.
That
you know,
definitely depends on the kid.
I mean, right. My dad was taking me to like see Predator and Die Hard when I was like 7 or 8. I thought it was awesome.
I would never let my girls watch a movie like that, but I let Hayden watch like Step Brothers.
What was it? Yes, Step Brothers.
Like, I think if it's like
what?
If it's a comedy
gosh.
Then I think it's okay. Like as long as she understands that bad words, like you know, you can't really say them but out loud, but it happens in movies with grown ups. Then I say 10 is okay, 10 or 11. But not like the scary stuff with the murders. Like absolutely not for
I
that.
I mean, you'd rather not have them waking up from nightmares, but the content, even just in the fight scene alone of Step Brothers is terrible. Terrible.
So what we've learned today is that we don't have the answers to anything. So good luck being a parent.